The Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University hopes to change the makeup of the future nursing workforce, plus where those nurses choose to serve. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more on a pair of grants that will help the college achieve its goals.
Many of tomorrow's nurses begin their path to a medical career at Illinois State University's Mennonite College of Nursing. And thanks to two recent grants awarded to the college, those who may never have considered a career in nursing will find their way, and perhaps to an underserved area of the country. The college was awarded a $1.4 million Advanced Nursing Education Workforce Grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This grant will help students in the family nurse practitioner sequence get training in nursing in rural and underserved settings. And a $2 million grant, also from the Health and Human Services, was given to the college to support developing diversity in the nursing workforce. Judy Newbrander is the dean of the Mennonite College of Nursing, and she says regarding diversity in the nursing workforce, the faculty of the college saw an ongoing national trend and decided something needed to be done.
We lack diversity within nursing. And so as part of that, we wanted to find ways to increase diversity because there's very clear research that demonstrates that patients that are cared for by people who look like them, come from a culture that they come from, they do better. They get well better. So the way that we can help with that is to increase the diversity within our College of Nursing.
Why have there been those gaps? Why have we not seen as much diversity in nursing over the years?
Social determinants is a big part of what happens within education and particularly nursing education. Those things way back in our background that kind of determine our path. And so when we are able to help students that come to Mennonite College of Nursing, help them maybe have extra mentoring or tutoring or finances, which is all the things that this grant provides, we're able to help those students perhaps catch up and be able to be successful as a nurse.
Well, what are the specifics that the grant provides? I mean, it does allow for tutoring and it does help with students, but does it allow anything for faculty as well?
Yes. We've put in this grant. We're going to do diversity education for our faculty and staff. We're also going to do mentor training. So not everyone knows how to be a mentor, or particularly a mentor for someone from a diverse background. And because we even lack diversity within our faculty, which we continue to work on all the time, educating our faculty on how to mentor students from different backgrounds is very important. So we have all of that in the grant.
With this money, you will be able to recruit students from various ethnic backgrounds. How do you go about recruiting them?
Well, so that's another part of the grant that we're excited about. This is a new part. The American Academy of Colleges of Nursing has put together a program, Holistic Admissions Review Workshop. So this program provides an assessment of our admissions processes and focuses on student recruitment and retention strategies and models building a successful mentoring program. So it will help us focus on students of diverse backgrounds and how we might recruit them and admit them. We might have to use different strategies than we do for the typical student to focus on those students. So it will be a whole education process for us, and 10,000 of this grant will go every year to help us focus on those admission processes.
It seems likely that you will be forging relationships with first-generation students with regards to this particular grant. How are you going to go about doing that?
Absolutely. And once again, it's focusing on those special needs. Those students haven't been exposed, as other students might have been, to college or, you know, like their parents, oh, this is my alma mater, let's go check it out. They haven't had that kind of exposure and rah-rah for a certain university.
And that can be kind of intimidating when they're coming into an academic environment.
Right, because their parents haven't been there. So the parents are intimidated, as are the students. So the ways we focus on how can we reach out to them and get them excited about coming to Mennonite and coming to Illinois State. Those are some of the things we're focusing on. So it's a four-year grant, and we, of course, are a four-year program. We admit as freshmen, which is a little different than most nursing programs. We have direct admit from high school. So students know when they commit to us as a freshman, they will be in our program 4 years and graduate. And one of the things that Mennonite has a great reputation for is keeping our students. There are a lot of colleges and schools of nursing that try to weed students out, and we try to keep students in, and our focus is on success. We have what we call a whole success plan. So you have to almost want to not be successful to leave Mennonite, because we work really hard. It's part of what we're about.
That's Judy Neubrander, Dean of the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The grants awarded to the Mennonite College of Nursing are highly sought after by schools, but not easy to get. Only 50 grants are awarded to qualified applicants in the U.S.